An Album a Day is my exploration into the Korean music scene. This podcast will cover mainstream, indie, and some underground artists within the scene and provide both factual and opinionated commentary. The biggest benefit to sharing my thoughts this way is that it will hopefully expose you to more great music and exploration of your own. Today marks the end of our time with Ak Dong Musician, and I'm sad to see them go. Final thoughts are rarely scripted, but there was no need to extend myself for what has clearly been an enjoyable collection of songs. You likely know what the overall discography ranking is by now. Album Summer Episode and Sailing, followed by Final Thoughts, right after the drop.
You're tuned into An Album a Day. Show, start.
Hey y'all, February is Black History Month and I'm participating in activities the remainder of this month with Black Into K-Pop. Black Into K-Pop, or BKC, is a coalition, cohort, and community of Black K-Pop podcasts coming together during the month of February to collaborate with each other in a variety of ways. You can visit blackintokpop.tumblr.com to learn more about the members and view our calendar. One upcoming event that you can definitely participate in, regardless of ethnicity, is the Good Pods app takeover on February 10th, 2021. Good Pods' mission is simple. Making it easy for people to find great podcasts by following their friends to see what they're listening to, and for podcasts to grow their audiences through word of mouth recommendation. It's a social media platform exclusively for podcast content. How cool is that? Download the app, follow my profile, Multifaceted ACG, and check out some of my favorite podcasts outside of the Hallyu wave. Last thing, before we get started, BKC wanted to let you know about an awesome giveaway we're doing right now to uplift Black podcasters in the K-pop fan base. We're giving away a $100 Amazon gift card to one lucky listener. All you have to do to enter to win is head to Podchaser and leave a review for any BKC podcast or an episode of their podcast in the month of February. Like my show. You could leave a review for my show. We've made it really easy for you with a list of all the BKC podcasts. Just go to podchaser.com/BKC and start leaving reviews to enter. Again, that's podchaser.com/BKC. And you could win. On to the music. In 2017, ACMU released two songs to add to your road trip playlist with their July 20th release, Summer Episode. The two songs, Dinosaur and My Darling, are upbeat and feel like the energy of summer, but I remember Dinosaur promotions the most from that year. And for what it's worth, it was lovely of them to have given their fans and general listeners three seasons of music to enjoy, as hiatus was inevitable. Lee Chan-hyuk, after all, had mandatory military enlistment that began that September. While he served the South Korean Marines, Lee Si-hyun had solo schedules in radio and television. When it was time for them to come back together, the duo released the eclectic Sailing on September 25th, 2019. I almost forgot the year, y'all. This album sounds nothing like their past albums, all the while staying true to their unique sounds and colors. The 35 minutes of playtime skips to and fro between pop, folk, Americana, and rock genres. By the time I reached the third track on the 10-track album, I found myself excited about what the next song could possibly sound like. It was hard to set an expectation, but the course could be trusted, much like the experience of sailing. You step onto your boat, feeling it adjust itself to the waves and set sail into whatever may come. And if November 16th, 2020 was any clue, their latest single, Happening, is a sign of something to come along the lines of sailing. The single album is edgy and a potential prelude to a dynamic comeback. I can only hope for another live album too. If you have time today, listen to the Sailing Tour live album and sing along to what you've learned through their discography exploration with a smile. This is reality, reality, oh. K-pop fans, on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being essential listening and 1 not worth mentioning, the A3Day rating for these albums and the complete discography for Ak Dong Musician is a 10. An absolute unmatched 5. For the first time in A3Day history, my usual rankings wouldn't do. What they bring to the music scene is an understanding of each other's musical strengths, their capabilities together, and longevity that will surely stand the test of time. I'm tearing up about this. They are a phenomenal group, and my heart's so happy to have experienced their works with you listeners. One more thing. The A3Day giveaway is still rounding up entries. I'll share more about this during this week's episode of A3Day Sister Show, but you can enter on www.multifacetedacg.com. For now, continue to check out the hashtag A3Day Highlights playlist on Spotify as it features tracks from today's albums and past episodes' artists, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye, y'all.
Your favorite foreign Korean music historian exploring all the industry from A to Z.
They're sponsored ads and social media hashtags, but this show is truly supported by the efforts of my Megwallas, the most amazing fan base a little entertainer could ever have. Special shout out to my Patreon patrons, the student body, the scholars, and the staff who keep my vision of becoming your favorite foreign Korean music historian exploring all the industry from A to Z a real thing. If you're interested in supporting the growth of this content, please visit patreon.com/multifacetedacg. And for as little as $1 a month, you can get in on the magic too. Interested in continuing your support at the free 99 price? I'd love you for it. You can still engage with the show and me, your lovely host, when you retweet, repost, and share the show and use hashtag A, the number 3, and the word day. Please consider leaving a few stars or a review on Apple Music, iTunes, IMDb, or Podchaser to keep things growing in the right direction.